on Twitter at Trusty Lawyer. Jim, thank you very much for your perspectives.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Rick.
We've got 7 o'clock news coming up next, then more on the death of Justice Ginsburg. We'll be talking with John Gizzi and also with Ilya Shapiro at the Cato Institute.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. A towering women's rights champion, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has died from pancreatic cancer at 87.
I, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, do solemnly swear.
The second woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was nominated by President Bill Clinton in 1993.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I believe the nation is getting a justice who will be a guardian of liberty for all Americans and an ensurer of equal justice under law.
A staunch advocate of women's rights, Ginsburg devoted much of her legal legacy fighting for gender equality and civil rights. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
President Donald Trump found out about Ginsburg's passing when reporters asked him about it after he finished speaking at a rally in Minnesota last night.
I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
He said whether you agreed with her positions or not, she was an amazing woman. President Trump ordered flags at the White House, all public buildings and grounds and military facilities to be flown at half staff until the justice is interred. The president did not say whether he plans to nominate her replacement prior to November's election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promising to bring the president's nominee to a vote if he does nominate someone. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider.
He says that's the position the Republican Senate took when Justice Antonin Scalia died months before the 2016 election. The Senate would not vote on then President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. University of Maryland constitutional law professor Mark Graver attended lectures by Ginsburg when he was at Columbia Law School in the 80s.
It was an interesting experience. You were sort of getting constitutional law from, at that point, the advocate who was doing it.
He says she'll be remembered as a symbol of constitutional women's rights. Virginia sees its youngest death from COVID-19.
The Virginia Department of Health says the individual was an adolescent in the Southside Health District between the ages of 10 and 19. That district serves Halifax, Brunswick, and Mecklenburg counties. Until now, nobody under the age of 30 had been among the nearly 3,000 COVID-19 deaths that are reported in Virginia. Nearly 90% of coronavirus deaths in the Commonwealth have been those age 60 or older. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you want to go to Arlington National Cemetery, you now have a larger window of time to visit. Today, the cemetery is extending its daily hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The cemetery reopened to the public last week from 8 a.m. to noon daily. You can only visit grave sites. The Memorial Amphitheater and Tomb of the Unknown Soldier remain closed. WMAL Sports, the Nats split a doubleheader with the Marlins. They won the first game 5-0. In the nightcap, they fell to the Marlins 14-3. That series continues tonight at 10. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You ever pull out your trash bag unaware that the bottom is split? Then boom, you got a floor full of garbage. You think,
Why has life got to be so hard? Well, at New Look, we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site estimates, install most roofs in a single day, and on average, we install one roof every hour. So it's easy to see that we have the experience necessary. And most importantly, we're easy on the wallet. Through September, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Our price is backed by our price guarantee, where we'll beat any qualified contractor's estimate. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still sitting in heavy delays as you make your way on 395 northbound. First, you have a crash right at Duke Street, taking away your left lane. And then after that, between Seminary Road and Quaker Lane, construction reduces you down to one lane, causing some pretty significant delays. Downtown 15th Street in both directions at W Street. Heads up, police are responding to a scene there. A detour has been set up in place. In and out of loop of the Beltway between the Springfield Interchange and 66 look great. No problems to report there. Also, 66 eastbound and westbound, earlier construction clear, so things look good between Centerville and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A fair amount of sunshine on this Saturday, also some cool temperatures, fall-like conditions across the region today with highs back in the mid-60s, our normal highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the upper 30s in the suburbs, to mere 50 degrees downtown, widespread 40s for the majority of the region. For your Sunday, sunny, still cool, highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
TheWindowMan.com. Superior Altrex fiberglass replacement windows. Don't make the vinyl mistake. Are vinyl windows the right choice just because they're supposedly cheaper? Seriously. Replacement windows are a substantial investment and should only have to be replaced once. TheWindowMan.com. Altrex fiberglass replacement windows that last a house time. Now up to $1,000 off replacement window projects. TheWindowMan.com. See us for details.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
Get a credit card that gives you what you need now. A low interest rate on everyday purchases and a place to transfer high interest rate balances. The PenFed Gold Contactless Card is our lowest interest rate credit card. You can even earn a $100 statement credit when you spend $1,500 in the first 90 days. Join PenFed and together we can help you keep more of what's yours. Visit PenFed.org/goldcard. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Hour two of the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg dominating the news and already dominating the political debate. And John, she was important in so many ways. And, you know, we've been talking to a number of people this morning about Justice Ginsburg. And I just wanted to get your sort of overall perspective on her life as you saw it.
There's no doubt that in the march toward equality of women, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not only a strong champion, but an early champion. She was a graduate of the Columbia Law School, first in her class. She taught law at Rutgers Law School and later at her alma mater, Columbia Law School. And what makes this all particularly interesting, it's at a time when there were few women law professors. She's also someone who made her views known. that she had a very liberal interpretation of the Constitution. She was a volunteer attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union and served proudly on its board of directors. President Jimmy Carter put her on the U.S. Court of Appeals, which is called the second highest court in the land, and it was President Clinton who put her on the U.S. Supreme Court way back in 1993. One other thing that should be noted, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an American original. She was known as RBG. There was a movie made about her life. There was a documentary film which, among other things, showed her working out in the gym on her regular regimen of exercises and weightlifting. And she was also someone who probably disagreed on every case that came before the Supreme Court with Justice Antonin Scalia. But the two of them found common ground in a lot of other areas, notably their love for cooking and their fondness for the opera, and often they went to the opera together. Christopher Scalia, one of the justice's nine children, tweeted last night that he was saddened about the loss of his dad's great friend, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an American original we're mourning today.
John, President Trump was on stage at a rally in Minnesota when the news came down. Before he was even informed about it, Senator Mitch McConnell had already promised a floor vote on a successor to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There are so many dimensions to the upcoming political fight. And walk us through some of the things that we're going to be seeing in the weeks ahead.
The president is almost certain to nominate a successor, perhaps in the middle of the week, and the betting is very strong it will be a woman. It's only natural that a woman would follow the trailblazer, Justice Ginsburg. That said, Senator McConnell put out a statement that the president's nominee will receive hearings and a vote on the Senate floor. Now, the only problem with this is that there's a number of Republicans who are skittish about having a vote on a Supreme Court justice in an election year. The name that comes to mind is Susan Collins of Maine. She bit the bullet and cast a controversial vote for the president's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the high court. For that, she's seen a lot of old allies, from Planned Parenthood, which once gave her an award, to numerous political action committees and other groups on the left that admired her, have now abandoned her for her Democratic opponent. Another Senate confirmation battle and vote might spell her doom in Maine. So she might not support whomever the president nominates. Ditto for Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who voted against Kavanaugh and reportedly said it's too close to the election to have the sitting president nominate a Supreme Court justice. We could also look for comments like this from Senator Mitt Romney of Utah and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, both of whom have long been at dagger's ends with that man at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If indeed four Republican senators decide to go with 47 Democrats, all of whom are certain to vote no, the president's nominee will not make it to the bench. But Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, is confident that he'll be able to have the votes and they'll be able to put a justice on the bench.
What does this mean for Senator Lindsey Graham? The polls say that he's in a tough race in South Carolina, and he is the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman who would really be the one to lead the charge.
Exactly. He's facing a difficult challenge from former State Democratic Chairman Jamie Harrison, a Democrat who happens to be black. And because his opponent is Lindsey Graham, he's been able to raise money nationwide. Now, Lindsey Graham is not Susan Collins, and South Carolina is not Maine. This reporter's observation is he will go full speed ahead with hearings, and given the estate, he may just benefit from wielding the gavel.
Now, here's another interesting angle. Kamala Harris is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. What does that mean in terms of her ability to campaign if there are Judiciary Committee hearings?
Well, let me take it a step further. If the president nominates Judge Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana, a graduate of Notre Dame and devout Catholic, that means that she will be under intense fire from the committee. Kamala Harris has already been charged with being anti-Catholic and saying some, shall we say, ungracious things about that particular faith. This is going to bring all of that to the surface once again. And remember, Judge Barrett is someone who said she does not consider precedent sacrosanct. That seems to make perfect sense. If the court considered precedent sacrosanct, there would still be slavery today, probably, the court having overturned the Dred Scott case. My guess is that you will have hearings, and you will see Kamala Harris getting particular attention, and just as she will mobilize the base of her party, she'll also mobilize her political enemies.
Is it possible that Mitch McConnell would find that he cannot muster enough Republican senators to put a justice in place between now and the next inauguration?
It's very possible. All the Democrats need is four to complement their 47 certain no votes and stop any Trump nominee from being confirmed. And it's up to Mitch McConnell to keep the to three, let's say. But even then, can he guarantee near unanimity among Republicans to confirm a Supreme Court appointment, particularly this late in the game? I'm not so sure.
John, we'll obviously be watching you closely in the weeks ahead on Twitter at John Gizzy, and thank you very much for being with us this morning.
And one last thing. Let's all keep Ruth Bader Ginsburg in our prayers. She was someone who reminded us that people who sit on the bench are not stuffy old lawyers or people just enmeshed in the law. She was truly a character.
Thank you, John. It's 7:16 Saturday morning update. We'll talk with Ilya Shapiro coming up next. He's with the Cato Institute in Constitutional Studies. But first off, we're going to head over to the WMAL Traffic Center. Christine Eads is there this morning.
Still sitting in heavy delays as you make your way on 395 northbound. First, you have a crash right at Duke Street, taking away your left lane. And then after that, between Seminary Road and Quaker Lane, construction reduces you down to one lane, causing some pretty significant delays. Downtown 15th Street in both directions at W Street. Heads up, police are responding to a scene there. A detour has been set up in place. In and out of loop of the Beltway between the Springfield Interchange and 66 look great. No problems to report there. Also, 66 eastbound and westbound, earlier construction clear, so things look good between Centerville and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A fair amount of sunshine on this Saturday. Also, some cool temperatures. Fall-like conditions across the region today with highs back in the mid-60s. Our normal highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the upper 30s in the suburbs to mere 50 degrees downtown. Widespread 40s for the majority of the region. For your Sunday, sunny, still cool. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's 47 degrees now at 7:17 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined now by Ilya Shapiro. He's with the Cato Institute, the Director of Constitutional Studies, and he's authored a new book, Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations, and the Politics of America's Highest Court. It comes out this Tuesday. Ilya, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. I wish it were in happier circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. And so much of the conversation about Justice Ginsburg has been her legacy and also what she overcame in her life to reach that position on the high court. And from your perspective, writing so much about the court, I wanted to get your reflections.
Sure. Well, she's led a really American life, growing up in Brooklyn in New York. Her mother died early. She did really well at Cornell and then went to Harvard Law School. I think was one of two women in her class and faced a lot of opposition for that. Had a hard time getting a job out of law school. Ended up following her husband to New York, a fellow law student, but he graduated a year before, and had a hard time getting a clerkship. I mean, all these barriers to overcome. Became a pioneering women's rights litigator. Many people have said that she was to the women's legal movement what Thurgood Marshall was to the rights of African Americans, including her very good friend Justice Antonin Scalia, who wrote that in a tribute to her in Time Magazine's 2015 list of the world's 100 most influential people. And you know, she's become known as a progressive hero, the notorious RBG, who's portrayed in Saturday Night Live skits and things like that, known for a lot of passionate dissent now as the court has gotten more conservative in the last decade.
Tell us a little bit about her decisions and her judicial record.
Sure. She has been to the left of the court, as one typically describes it, on issues ranging from religious liberty versus other concerns, separation of church and state, regarding civil rights, regarding certainly women's equality. A noted majority opinion of hers is Virginia versus United States, which forced the Virginia Military Institute, a state military academy in Virginia, to admit women. She's been, in the last decade, dissenting alongside with Justice Sotomayor in a lot of 7-2 decisions. So even among the progressive bloc, of which she's become a leader, certainly in the last decade, after Justice Stevens, the late Justice Stevens, retired, still holding up the progressive vanguard, if you will, and a tireless worker, famously working long into the night. She was a night owl, trying to get the opinions right. Nobody could fault her professionalism and her diligence, even if you disagreed with how she decided the cases.
We saw how controversial the process was surrounding Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Your book is entitled Supreme Disorder, Judicial Nominations and the Politics of America's Highest Court. What we saw in the nomination process of Justice Kavanaugh was so divisive throughout the country. What do we envision in the next few months?
Well, President Trump has already announced, or at least members of his team have been tweeting that, or leaking that they plan to nominate someone in coming days. They're not going to wait. They don't have much time. We're 46 days before the election at this point, for that matter. And Mitch McConnell has already announced that the Senate will proceed to take up that nomination and hold a vote. So this is going to be a hardball political showdown with the court, with the country, with the election at stake, possibly more than even 4 years ago when Justice Scalia, of course, he died in February, 9 months before the election. Here we're on election eve. And an interesting statistic is that in modern confirmations, Justice Ginsburg took by far the shortest amount of time, 42 days. As I said, we're 46 days before the election. A lot of game theory going on. Would it be better to confirm ahead of time or wait till the results of the election? And if Trump loses, to extract the promise from Biden not to pack the court if they don't confirm this nominee. So a lot of politics to be going on, but really we should pause a minute and reflect on the passing of this legal giant.
Each side will invoke a precedent. And one of the precedents that I heard talked about last night was, if the party in power in the White House is the same party that is in power in the Senate, then they would move forward on it. Joe Biden, making a statement last night, in that statement, he says that the nomination should wait until the next president is elected.
Yeah, this is pure power politics. There's precedent going every which way. Certainly when the White House and the Senate are aligned, there are more confirmations happen, whether it's an election year or otherwise. That's just basic political calculus. So it's not a matter of law. It's not a matter of constitutional precedent or anything like that. It's what the Republican caucus wants to do and how the voters evaluate them for it.
Ilya Shapiro, Cato Institute's Director of Constitutional Studies and the author of the new book, Supreme Disorder. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
It's 7:24. It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
I love your new deck, Ann.
Thanks, John. Long Fence took 20% off.
Wow, wish they gave that deal on fences.
They'll give you 20% off your new fence, too.
Wait, so Long Fence takes 20% off any deck or fence?
Yep, they'll come to your house and find out exactly what you want and give you a free estimate.
Well, enjoy your great deck.
You're leaving the party?
I'm gonna go call Long Fence.
Get 20% off any deck or fence at longfence.com.
Hello, class. Welcome to Zentertainment with Amy. I'm Amy. Today, let's center your mind, body, and all your entertainment options with Xfinity X1. Repeat after me. What should I watch? Good. Very zen. X1 gives you access to everything in one place. Live TV, and now the new streaming app, Peacock. So just breathe and trust in the voice remote. Show me Parks and Rec on Peacock.
I have a medical condition, all right. It's called caring too much, and it's incurable!
Soothing, right?
X1 just got even better, with Peacock Premium included. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, get an upgrade for double the download speed free for a year. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay, ends 12/2020. Restrictions apply. New choice double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Peacock membership required. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Dear Novak, I like that our usage is updated monthly through the website, so I can see what we're using.
Dear Novak, I have lived here for 11 years, and my power has only gone out once. Prices are reasonable, and communications are frequent.
Dear Novak, you help protect the environment, offer excellent customer service, and help protect wildlife. Thank you, Novak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Novak, power you can count on.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m., right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. They're D.C.'s most respected property manager because they maximize your opportunities and minimize your risk. Now they're delivering even more security with rent protection insurance. In plain English, if your tenants stop paying rent, you can still get paid up to 4 months. It's part of their white glove service option, and it's a fantastic way to protect your cash flow. Whether you own one property or a dozen, Renters Warehouse finds high-quality tenants in just 17 days on average and takes rent collection, maintenance, inspections, and uncertainty off your plate. There's no upfront fees. They'll warranty your renters. And when you choose white glove service with rent protection, even if your tenants default on rent, you can still receive up to 4 months of rent payments. If that's not good enough, Renters Warehouse is also offering 2 months free property management for new customers. Renting is popular in uncertain times, but you want as much certainty as possible. Find it today by going to rwdcnova.com or call 571-489-8134. That's 571-489-8134. Renters Warehouse DC. You'll always have a home with us.
When it comes to checkout, a Wells Fargo checking account and contactless debit card let you get right to it, like this.
All right, so today your total comes out to $18. Oh, speedy.
Or like this.
A soda and a bag of gummy worms. Yum. That'll be, oh, wow.
And like this. With a Wells Fargo contactless debit card, you can quickly tap to pay, be on your way, and bank without missing a beat. Visit wellsfargo.com/keepthebeat to learn more.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. The second woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has lost her fight with pancreatic cancer. She died at 87. Fox's Mark Meredith.
Ginsburg graduated from Columbia Law School back in 1959. She was instrumental in launching the Women's Rights Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. And of course, while she made so much history before ever reaching the Supreme Court, the bulk of the focus on her legacy is likely to be about her time on the bench. Chief Justice John Roberts put out a statement writing, "Our nation has lost a jurist of historic stature. We at the Supreme Court have lost a cherished colleague. We mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice."
University of Maryland constitutional law professor Mark Graber says the late justice will be remembered as
the lead person, the symbol of constitutional women's rights.
Graber attended her lectures as a student at Columbia University in the 1980s. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vowing to bring President Donald Trump's nominee to a vote before the election. Fairfax County residents waited hours outside the government center yesterday to cast their ballots in person on the first day of early voting in Virginia. So should you expect a long wait if you vote today? Registrar Gary Scott says he's not sure if you'll have to wait as long.
Because it's not the first day, but I would still expect to see a healthy turnout.
Polls open in half an hour. WMAL Sports, the Nats split a doubleheader with the Marlins. They won the first game, lost the second. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let's talk buttons. Not the buttons on your clothes. I'm talking the kind you press. Fresh cup of coffee? A button. Top floor of an office building? Just a simple click. Everyday buttons make our lives easier. If you have sleep apnea and can't use CPAP, there's a button that can help you go from this to this. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with just the click of a remote. That's right, a button. It's a small device placed during a same-day outpatient procedure. Simply click the button on the Inspire remote before you fall asleep. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. If you struggle with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
Inspire's not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Thank you.
Mostly sunny skies on this Saturday. We're expecting that fall-like chill to be here today. Highs in the mid-60s. Our normal high is in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the upper 30s in the far western suburbs. I think 40s for the most part. Everywhere else, closer to the 50-degree mark, D.C., and closer to the Bay. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see cool conditions continuing across the region. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sometimes you don't realize how much something was bothering you
until it's gone.
And then you breathe a big sigh of relief. That's exactly how you're going to feel
after we work our magic at your house.
1-800-GOT-JUNK makes you feel happier in your home.
Cleaner.
Stronger.
And more relaxed.
Like you just stepped out of a hot shower.
And are ready for anything.
Make your home a happy home.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much better you're going to feel when all that junk is gone. You don't have to lift a finger.
That's not true.
What?
They need to lift their pointing finger.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Make your home a happy home.
And it will make you happy too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. With everything going on, there's never been a better time to get healthier in every way possible. Here's just one out of hundreds of our listeners who found success with EMP 180.
My name is Kevin, and I would highly recommend EMP 180 for anybody who's thinking about losing weight. One of the best things about working remotely with EMP was that I could do it in the privacy of my own home. What I need to be eating, when I need to be eating. For me, it has been the only successful way to lose weight. I've lost over 22 pounds.
Get fit before the holidays. Call EMP 180 today for their specially priced 6-week, 6-pack weight loss and wellness package. Boost your immune system, feel stronger, and be empowered to live a healthier life. Go to EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
. 7:36, it's the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you for being with us. And of course, we're talking a lot this morning about the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Thank you for having me. Always great to be on.
Well, we've talked a lot about her impact in terms of her legacy and what she has meant for women in their careers. So I wanted to turn in a little different direction with you this morning, Tony.
Yeah.
And that is, as we look ahead to this debate over her replacement, when it will take place, whether the McConnell and Trump team are able to get a Supreme Court justice nominated and confirmed prior to either the election or the inauguration, or whether it falls to Joe Biden to make that appointment if he is elected the new president. And what are maybe one or two of the concerns you would have as we look ahead in terms of a change on the court?
Well, the issues that I look at regarding Homeland Security and national security are primarily focused on the Constitution. I mean, I recognize and the condolences to the family of Justice Ginsburg. She was indeed a someone who broke a number of barriers. But with breaking barriers comes some philosophies which I think were detrimental to the philosophy of the founding fathers and what has made the Constitution effective, which is the Constitution itself and protecting it. And one of those areas, which I think she was very lax in, and I'll use that as a loose term, is the Second Amendment. One of the areas I've seen her and other justices on the left constantly support is the walking back of the Second Amendment. And we've seen this both in recent elections, even locally, where both the city of Alexandria and the Fairfax County now have acted like voodoo doctors who are trying to keep the public safe from guns because guns are bad. And this is where she and other justices on the left have been completely asleep at the wheel. The Second Amendment is not about guns. Guns are a technology which is used to implement one's right of self-protection. And this is where I think a replacement for Justice Ginsburg is going to have to understand that, especially in the current circumstance, Rick, with riots, defund the police. I don't know what the left really thinks people are supposed to do to protect themselves from thugs and terrorists if they're disarmed. And so this is an area where I think she did not do well. And I think a replacement justice is very likely if it's going to be if I was going to bet on this, I think President Trump's going to move forward rapidly with a nomination as soon as Monday. And I think he's going to nominate a woman. And I think she's going to be a conservative who is much more focused on protecting the Constitution rather than using the bench to essentially legislate from, as Justice Ginsburg often did on some of her rulings.
And as you look at the issue, I mean, you talk about it, the situation with people concerned about their own personal safety.
Right.
And this obviously ratchets up the debate over, you know, gun control in general across the country.
Yes. And this is no small issue. Again, right here in Fairfax County, the county chairman, McKay, took a vote on a gun legislation, which, by the way, the Democrats broke their own rules, didn't send it to the committee, didn't do research, and did this in such a way that now they've restricted law-abiding citizens, sometimes women, who want to go into parks from being protected from MS-13. Now think about that. This is a credible threat that we know exists in the county, but because bureaucrats are afraid, literally are emotionally afraid of a technology. I mean, I hope they don't start deciding they want to start burning witches next. They have now restricted law-abiding citizens from being armed. And again, this is the mantra of the left. And oh, by the way, I'm going to say something here that the audience may not like. The Germans, the Nazis, used the same language in the 1930s to justify very strict removal of guns for quote-unquote safety. So the safety issue, in my judgment, and they stated publicly that they're afraid of guns, is the wrong way to go. We should be focusing on the individual. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg is willing to work and focus on the individual right of a woman to choose, we should equally demand the left respect the issue of individuals having the right of self-defense. And that's where the difference in the political opinion is glaring. They want the individual woman's right, but they don't want to give the individual a right of protection, and that's a huge issue that needs to be resolved one way or another within, you know, whoever President Trump picks for the replacement.
I want to turn to the Trump administration's plans to make a $7 billion arms deal with Taiwan.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the reason behind that and how it relates to China.
So the island of Formosa essentially is now the national Chinese. They moved to the island after Mao was able to essentially push them off the mainland. This goes back a long time ago to the 1950s, where the Republic of Taiwan was formed. We have supported them as an individual separate nation from China, from the PRC, the People's Republic of China, for decades. And over the years, China has been able to insinuate more and more pressure on the U.S. government and other international governments to stop supporting Taiwan, to make it so that they are not as able to conduct and invest in their own defense. And this included both Republican and Democrat administrations. President Trump's reversing that, especially in light of Chinese aggression. And the idea here is that Taiwan is indeed an independent country. China always gets upset when anybody says that. Obviously, the president's also going to hold people accountable, the Chinese accountable, regarding Hong Kong and their attempt to essentially remove its freedoms. And look, he's spoken out, and I think we need to speak out more, especially regarding U.S. companies who do business in China, regarding the Uyghurs, the whole enslavement of a population. And this has been well recorded. But it's funny how Black Lives Matter here in the United States, but man, the corporations don't want to talk about how much business they do and benefit from slave labor in China. So Taiwan is an extension of the revised Trump foreign policy regarding China, and I think it's a right way to go.
Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about. I see that the London Center now has a podcast page, and it looked like you had some pretty interesting guests already lined up. Tell us a little bit about it and how to get to it.
Yeah, so London Center is now moving into the 21st century. Well, you know, we're a little bit behind on this, but we now have our own podcast, and it's called Thought to Action, and it's on a YouTube page. You can either get to it via YouTube, just you know, look for Thought to Action. Or the LondonCenter.org is the other way to get to it. And yeah, I've already done a great interview speaking of China with Gordon Chang. Gordon and I break down, he's one of our senior fellows, obviously. We break down the China issue we just talked about in a little bit more detail. And I've got a good interview, excellent interview coming up with Carter Page this coming week, early in the week. We've already done it. We have to edit it and get it up. And Carter and I talk about, obviously, the issues that he's had to face regarding the Obama-era illegal FISA warrants and things like that, and more to come. We're going to have a lot of interesting guests on. Who knows who's going to show up? So,
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you as always.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
We're at 7:44. It's the Saturday Morning Update. Coming up, we'll be talking with K.T. McFarland and get her reflections on Justice Ginsburg.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and sometimes when I'm out and about, people will say, is it really true that you loved your Good Feet Arch Support so much that you bought the store? Of course it is, I say. And I never dreamed that I would run marathons and continue to stay active without my feet getting in the way. When I bought the store in 2014, I would have never imagined that tens of thousands of customers would find relief from foot, knee, and back pain. The support of these loyal customers has allowed us to open new stores throughout Virginia, Maryland, and now North Carolina. I love to hear their stories of walking, running, and just enjoying their new life pain-free. Don't let foot, knee, or back pain keep you from living the life you love. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, and get your own Good Feet story. To find the store nearest you, go to goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, Maryland.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Proud to be Washington's home for Rush Limbaugh.
This program has provided me the greatest satisfaction and happiness.
105.9 FM.
It is a family.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'd like to share what one of our roofing customers said. We knew we needed to replace our roof, but we'd just done a kitchen remodel and the whole thing was a nightmare. So we were apprehensive about doing another project. We kept hearing New Look say how easy they make it, so we decided to give them a shot. What a difference. They came out, it was total transparency. They gave us a 3D image of our house, complete with a list of measurements, and the pricing broke down, so we knew exactly what we were paying for. And they have a great price guarantee. It was super easy. Find out why over 30,000 homeowners have trusted New Look to do their roof. Through September, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. They're D.C.'s most respected property manager because they maximize your opportunities and minimize your risk. Now they're delivering even more security with rent protection insurance. In plain English, if your tenants stop paying rent, you can still get paid up to 4 months. It's part of their white glove service option, and it's a fantastic way to protect your cash flow. Whether you own one property or a dozen, Renters Warehouse finds high-quality tenants in just 17 days on average and takes rent collection, maintenance, inspections, and uncertainty off your plate. There's no upfront fees. They'll warranty your renters. And when you choose white glove service with rent protection, even if your tenants default on rent, you can still receive up to 4 months of rent payments. If that's not good enough, Renters Warehouse is also offering 2 months free property management for new customers. Renting is popular in uncertain times, but you want as much certainty as possible. Find it today by going to rwdcnova.com or call 571-489-8134. That's 571-489-8134. Renters Warehouse DC. You'll always have a home with us.
It's the Saturday morning update. Thanks for being with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by KT McFarland, the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House and the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, great to have you with us this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
And with the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we've been looking at her career and her life through a number of different perspectives with different guests this morning. And I wanted to speak with you about her role as a mentor and an inspiration to women. And I have an audio clip that is from Justice Ginsburg, and I think it kind of summarizes how things started for her.
So I had the idea. Being a lawyer was a pretty good thing. You could get a job and work for pay, but you could also help keep the society in tune with almost basic values. I wasn't fully appreciative of the hurdle that I would face. Because 1956, when I started law school, there was no anti-discrimination law, no Title VII. Certainly no Title IX. And employers were totally upfront in saying, oh, we don't want any lady lawyers in this shop.
We don't want any lady lawyers in this shop.
Well, at least they were upfront about it, weren't they? Look, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was born... And it's appropriate that we're talking about this work today because it's also the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. When she was born, it was just a decade after women got the right to vote. And, you know, she broke barriers at every step of her way. I mean, she was a woman in a man's world at every single point. But the thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the clip that you've just played, she wasn't just doing it for herself, for personal ambition and her own advancement. She did it for what she believed in, and that, I think, is what made all the difference and made her such a powerful warrior. She's my mother's age, if my mother had lived, and I was born 30 years after women got the right to vote. But even then, there were not equal rights for women. We didn't have equal rights for education, scholarships, jobs, and as Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, there was no equal opportunity for a whole lot of other titles and things. When I was a freshman at GW, I needed a part-time job to pay my way through college. And the only jobs open to women at that time was to be a waitress, you could be a store clerk, or you could be a secretary. So through a series of lucky breaks, I got to be the night shift secretary in the West Wing office of Henry Kissinger in the Nixon administration. And my job was to type the president's daily brief, and it would be revised overnight and given to Nixon the next morning. I was able to advance up that career ladder at the White House, and by the time I left 7 years later with a college degree and half of a graduate degree, I was the first woman to be the research assistant to Henry Kissinger. But even then, the only jobs open to women were jobs as related to men. You could type for a man, you could be secretary for a man, you could work for a man, you could be an assistant, including the man that you might have gone to college with. You could be their secretary. And so for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and even my generation coming 20 years later, it was discrimination, harassment, par for the course. But you learn pretty quickly that complaining probably got you fired, so you figured out how to move ahead in spite of it. My two grown daughters, who were classmates of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's granddaughters in New York, when I talk to them about things were like when I was their age, they just are in amazement. And yet both of them are women in men's worlds, one's in tech, the others in the military, and they're trailblazers in their own right. When they came to my swearing-in ceremony at the White House in 2017 as the Deputy National Security Advisor, I mean, I told them that, you know, the first time I walked into these offices, I never dreamed a woman could be the boss. I never dreamed a woman would write the president's intelligence briefing. And yet here we are, and they looked at me thinking, well, gee, last couple of people who have held your job have all been women. So for them, it was really kind of talking about a fairyland. But the point I wanted to make to them, which is in America, and something woke teenagers and millennials, they don't seem to understand. In America, we evolve. We weren't perfect at our founding, and we're not perfect now. But at every step, we have advanced and expanded people's rights and opportunities and opened the American dream for everyone. And I think that's what I find so upsetting about the division and political dysfunction today, especially the cancel culture. These people want to destroy American history and culture in order to save it. And for those of us who have seen the extraordinary thing that has happened to women, you realize that you evolve. You don't destroy, because when you destroy, you don't get to rebuild. You just get more destruction.
We've seen so much division in the country, and it's going to get much worse before it gets any better, obviously, with the election coming up. And one of the neat things about Justice Ginsburg was her relationship with Justice Antonin Scalia. And they would go to the opera together. They both loved cooking. They were very close friends, but they were at 180-degree opposite positions when it came to their views on the law. And, you know, you came through a time when you saw the Congress, you saw the Senate, you saw President Reagan. I mean, you worked with President Reagan. He was at opposite ends of the spectrum with Tip O'Neill, Speaker of the House, but they could get together after work and have a drink. That's gone now. And how do we bring that back?
Well, I write about this in my book, and I think a lot of it is what happens to America every 40 or so years. And we have a political revolution. And it's when the Washington forces, you know, the establishment political parties, when the Washington establishment, the permanent government, they get so disconnected to the people that the people say, well, you know, get out of our way. We want to replace you with people who will answer to our needs. And the people who are doing the rebellion, they're not Republicans or Democrats. They're just people who don't like Washington. And I think that that's what we're going through now. What comes after that is the kind of friendship that Reagan had in the Reagan Revolution. And it is with people of opposite political parties, but who feel they want the best for their nation. Right now, you have to wonder, are a lot of these people exploiting in Washington? Are they just trying to hang on to their power? Are they just trying to exploit others so they can stay in charge? Or do they really have the best interests of the nation at heart? You never had any confusion with Reagan or with Tip O'Neill. They both loved America, probably more than they loved themselves. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Antonin Scalia, they loved the Constitution more than they loved their own personal advancement. And I think what America needs now and is hungry for are people who are obviously not just in it for themselves, but in it for others, in it for a greater cause than just their own personal advancement. And it's pretty easy to see and smoke out the people who mouth the nice words, but who really don't mean them. And so I think what happens, you know, we are going to go through a really crummy next 6 months, probably a next crummy year. We're going to fight over this election. But at the end of it, I think the American people kind of rise up and say, enough, we've had it. Get your squabbling out of the way and let us get on with life. My hope, Rick.
I understand. Well, you've only got about a minute or so left. But Joe Biden is trying to position himself as the great uniter. However, we saw the clip of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez this week saying how much she's going to try and push him once he's in, push him to their agenda. And then you're talking about the trio, you know, Alexandria Cortez and the other congresswomen that she's affiliated with and the direction they're going to push things in. So I'm not so sure that Mr. Nice Guy is going to have a real easy path ahead of him if he does get elected.
You know, I've known him for a long time. I mean, I started in Washington in the late 1960s, and I've known Joe Biden for a long time. He's a really nice man, and he's a really decent man, but he's not a strong man. And right now, I think what you need is a strong man and somebody who can stand up to whoever is trying to destroy America. You also need a strong man to stand up to our adversaries like China. And the other thing is that, so I know Trump and I know Biden. And the thing about Trump is you know exactly what he's thinking. He doesn't hold anything back. You know exactly what he's going to do. And there's no surprise there with Biden. And, you know, and I don't want to make fun of the fact that I think he is declining, because we could all be there someday. But he's not the man he used to be 30 or 40 years ago, or even 10 years ago. And so you wonder, who are you going to elect if you elect Joe Biden? Are you electing Joe Biden? Are you electing Kamala Harris? Are you electing the squad? You don't know where they want to take the country. And I find that really upsetting in these very difficult and uncertain times. So for me, Donald Trump says a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff I don't like. He tweets a lot of stuff. But on the other hand, he gets the job done. And you know what he's going to do. He's got peace in the Middle East. He's got energy independence. He's fixed the American economy once. He'll fix the American economy a second time. And with Joe Biden, nice man, but I don't think there's a backbone there. And even if he wanted to, I'm not sure he would be able to right now. So that's me. I'm supporting Trump. I started to support him in the beginning, and I continue to support him despite whatever one sees as his flaws. He's the guy who's going to get the job done, and I think we need a strong leader right now.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. K.T., thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Rick.
You bet. 8 o'clock news is next on WMAL, and then it's Garden Sense. Thanks for being with us.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.